USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump called the Supreme Court's recent decision to allow the release of his tax returns continued political persecution. The 45th president also asserted New York officials are distracting the public from the actual crime in the city, where violence has been reaching new record highs. The investigation into the engine failure of a Boeing 777 could take more than a year, officials said, but already the picture is becoming clear about what happened to the United Airlines flight on Saturday. The Pratt & Whitney engine failed minutes into United Airlines Flight 328 headed from Colorado to Hawaii, leaving a mile of debris in its wake. After the incident, United grounded all of its Boeing 777s. Investigators are looking into metal fatigue as the culprit. United States Air Force B-1B Lancers from Dyess Air Force Base in Texas arrived in Norway on Monday as part of a training mission in Europe, marking the first time U.S. bombers have operated out of the Scandinavian country. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As expected, the price of gas will continue to rise. Texas, USA Radio News Bureau's John Clemens has more.
That price is 24 cents higher than a month ago. And according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the price could be going even higher.
Average gas prices will likely continue to rise some 5 to 15 cents a gallon over the next 2 weeks, so long as oil prices do not see additional gain.
The increase of 13 cents a gallon is due to 12 refineries being shut down in Texas due to the snowstorm.
Oil prices continue to put pressure on gasoline prices, but are holding near $60 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. But average gas prices soared last week after refinery shutdowns in Texas impacted gasoline production.
The cost of crude oil has played a major role in the increase. AAA also says growing crude prices will continue to rise, causing higher prices at the pump in February. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Is the $1,400 COVID-19 stimulus money for most Americans worth the debt put on the shoulders of our children? Financial experts predict it will take roughly 50 years to pay back. With another perspective on the $1.9 trillion proposal, Ohio USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki reports.
The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-aligned vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on that bill by the full House by the end of this week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says too much of that bill has nothing to do with COVID relief. The California Republican tells Fox News it's more about spending than helping.
Because the Democrats have taken over now, this is what happens. $100 million for a tunnel just outside of Nancy Pelosi's district. Millions of dollars for a bridge that Schumer wants. Not for a COVID bill. This isn't a transportation bill. And now that we're finding that they're putting more money in for education, but they just passed $68 billion for education, they've only spent $4 of it. The money they're passing in this bill doesn't even come to fruition until another year going forward. It does nothing to help moving forward. It's what the Democrats always want to do, spend more money from a hardworking taxpayer.
A vote on the measure is expected this week. The wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arrested Monday in the United States. Emma Coronel Espuro, a 31-year-old former beauty queen, was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.